vision. Your paradigm is about to shift at the intersection of fact and reason. You're entering Kingston Country.
I'm Dan Kingston, and you're listening to the Dan Kingston Podcast.
What does China know about COVID-19 that they're not sharing? Officials in China are checking residences of the quarantined, and they're killing any pets that they find of people that tested positive. Lockdowns continue in various areas as China has a zero COVID policy. They're ordering greater scrutiny of imported frozen food and children's clothes. China's requiring packages coming from overseas to be sanitized. They're encouraging people to use masks and gloves when they get deliveries. As I mentioned, entire cities have been shut down, and this has happened at a moment's notice. This means that not just like a California lockdown, you're literally locked in your apartment. You can't get out. Over 30,000 visitors to Shanghai's Disneyland, they got stuck in the middle of an outbreak and had to test in the park before they were allowed to leave. In Beijing, the authorities closed dozens of pharmacies, forget this, not registering customers that had a cough. You see, if you buy cough medicine at a pharmacy in China, you're required to register the customer's name and ID. They're tracking people who buy cough medicine in China. The Olympic Games are being held, the Winter Olympic Games. Organizers say this is going to happen, but it's going to happen in a bubble, like a bubble boy. You know that movie Bubble Boy? Why is China freaking out while the rest of the world is learning to live with COVID-19? China is freaking out more that they're having another outbreak. And their zero COVID policy is largely effective unless they've been lying about the numbers of infected. But by all accounts, it appears that they have had real success. While the rest of the world deals with COVID, China, they lock their citizens in their homes. They kill their pets. Really draconian measures in their attempt to stamp out COVID. And my question is, what does China know about COVID-19 that we don't? There's been a big push for China to share everything that they know. Do you think that China's really shared everything that they know about COVID-19? Of course, in the beginning, they hid information from us. They said it couldn't be spread through the air. And then we learned that it could. And the World Health Organization has backed up China, which is very, very concerning. So there's a lack of information, even now, about COVID-19. And this could be a podcast from a year ago. But this is November 14th, 2021. And China is still acting like it's day number one of the outbreak. What do they know? Is this a biologically engineered weapon that escaped? Because we've talked about this a lot, and as you probably know by now, but I was the first to talk about it, that the Wuhan, the only level 4 biolab in all of China, is located in Wuhan. And that's where the outbreak started, just miles away from the Wuhan biolab. Did it escape from the biolab? And you know that Fauci had invested money into the Wuhan biolab. This is a global thing. And we want to know, did something escape from the Wuhan biolab? Why are there traces of AIDS and other weird genetic material in this COVID-19 virus? Why does it look like it's spliced together? And does that change your calculation? I know that the vaccines are less than perfect, and especially in children. But if you know that COVID-19 is a biologically engineered weapon from China that escaped the Wuhan biolab, wouldn't you rather take a vaccine that's designed by the good guys? I mean, quote unquote, good guys. But compared to China, isn't the vaccine better than a biologically engineered weapon? I'm just playing devil's advocate here, because obviously the vaccine is going to cause problems for children more than the virus is going to cause problems for children, based on what we know now. And I, you know, you're going to cancel Dan Kingston because he's saying the truth. Google it yourself and look at myocarditis in children. You're more likely to get it from the vaccine if you're a young child than you are to get it from COVID-19. And that's, you can't dispute the facts on that. But for an adult, does it change your calculation if it were to turn out that China says, hey, you know, guess what? This was a biological weapon. It escaped from the lab. Sorry. Does that change? Is that why China locks their people in their apartments? Is that why they're killing pets? If you test positive, there's reports of, and wide reports, of people that have been quarantined. They come back home, and their pets are dead. This is evil, an evil country. This is how they treat their own people. If COVID-19 is what we know, if it's not worse than what we know, if there's not something that China's hiding about this disease, then they are truly evil in the way that they're dealing with their citizenry, their people. In their approach to zero COVID, they are causing so much crazy harm among their population. It just makes you wonder, could there be something else to this? Are they worried? Do they know that once it spreads in a population that it's impossible to get rid of? Do they already know that? Do they know that from the beginning because they designed it that way? They designed it once it spreads in a population that it's impossible to get rid of. And that's how this thing was designed. Is that why we can't seem to get rid of this? With natural herd immunity, or the vaccines are destroying the herd immunity, or for whatever reason, we can't put this behind us. And now you have deer across the country that have tested positive for COVID-19. And people are saying now that it's impossible. It's going to be impossible to ever get out of this thing, to ever completely wipe out COVID-19 because it's spread in an animal population, in the deer. Apparently, COVID-19 spreads among deer even more easily than it spreads among people. And so now you have a widely mutating virus that was never really expected to mutate in more aggressive ways, but it did. You know, this, the course of this trajectory, people didn't think that this was going to happen this way. I mean, when the vaccines came out, it looked like the thing was over. The vaccines were promised to be effective, and they were not. In fact, it looks like they made the situation worse. And is that how this thing is designed? Was this thing designed where you couldn't create a vaccine for it? Or if you did create a vaccine for it, would that be part of the strategy? Now, China has a vaccine, and apparently it's not very effective. And one of the problems with vaccines is once you get vaccinated, you feel like, oh, okay, I can do anything. You know, I'm protected. And we know that the vaccines offer little protection. For some people, very little protection. They're going around feeling like they're Superman. You're going out there, you know, and I felt this. I got vaccinated. I did. Wait, maybe you're going to stop listening to Dan Kingston because he got vaccinated? I made a personal decision. It should be a personal choice. These mandates, these workplace vaccine mandates, it's criminal. It's un-American. It's unconstitutional. You have the U.S. Appeals Court upheld its decision to put a hold on Joe Biden's workplace vaccine mandate. The court ruled, appeals court ruled the mandate staggeringly overboard and, quote, raises serious constitutional concerns and likely exceeds the federal government's authority. Well, isn't that the truth? Isn't that the truth? Because this should be a personal decision. But in China, you don't have any personal decisions to make. You have a cough, you get cold medicine, you're tracked by the government. You test positive, your cat is going to get killed, or your dog's going to get killed. There's an outbreak happens while you're in Disneyland. Well, you're not leaving the happiest place on earth until you're tested. How long, I wonder? The lines at Disneyland are just horrible. Can you imagine the lines at Shanghai Disneyland? It must be really, really bad. And then a long day, and the happiest day on earth, and you're finally, you know, your feet hurt, you're ready to go home, and, oh, sorry, you're locked in Disneyland. You're locked in. They lock you in, and they test you. How long would that test be? How gruesome? I wonder, is Shanghai Disneyland, is it the same as regular Disneyland? Or is there like Chinese food at Shanghai Disneyland? Or is there McDonald's and it's like Americana? Is it Americana or is it like Chinese culture? Disneyland is under some heat right now because a Disney CFO was asked about inflation concerns and how they were going to deal, how Disney was going to deal with inflation at the parks. And the Disney CFO response was smaller food portions and that the smaller food portions were going to be good for some people's waistlines, quote. So they're kind of fat shaming, and a lot of people are criticizing Disney for fat shaming because she was saying that the CFO is saying that the smaller portions would, quote, be good for some people's waistlines. But is it a lie? I mean, it's true. And one of the bigger problems about COVID-19 and why it's deadly in some and not deadly in others, it gets some really sick and some others, and there is a mystery to it. There is. And which is why we need China to reveal everything they know about COVID-19. But the part that's not a mystery, and Joe Rogan's talked about this, other people have shed light on the fact that most of the people dying or getting very sick are obese. They're obese. So maybe smaller food portions at Disneyland will help ease COVID, will help make our nation healthier. Of course not, because if you have a churro, it doesn't matter if you only have half a churro or a full churro, it's still a churro. And Disneyland don't have like healthy food options over there at Disneyland last time I looked. Does it look like they're cutting back? They're cutting back everywhere. We talked about this, I believe it was last episode. We talked about inflation and how they're cutting back. Skimpflation, where prices go up and services and quality of the products go down.
This is Kingston Country.
Hey, Dan. Donna Nickens, at Donna Nickens on Twitter. Will the mainstream media continue to demonize Kyle now that the facts are out there? I do believe they will. I also believe that Kyle Rittenhouse is going to be found not guilty. And I believe the prosecutor is going to appeal. But Kyle definitely knew what was going on that day. He had a friend illegally purchase the AR-15 for him. He crossed state lines. He entered into a very chaotic situation. He brandished the weapon. And that also enraged an already enraged mob. But in the end, when Kyle had to fire that weapon, he did fire in self-defense. But I do believe the media will still demonize him. Thanks, Dan.
This is Kingston Country.
Did you hear Michael Flynn is calling for a one religion, one national religion? He says, quote, if we're going to have one nation under God, which we must, we have to have one religion, one nation under God, and one religion under God. Wow, you know, and he's apparently saying this because QAnon has accused Michael Flynn of being a satanic worshiper. But when he says something like this, that the country should have one religion in total defiance of the First Amendment, and he goes actually on later in his speech, he talks about the First Amendment, which is so bizarre. He talks about freedom of speech, but then he goes on and says that we need one religion. Well, what do you feel about this? A lot of people, they feel very strongly about their spirituality, about their religion, about their devotion. But this is a private thing, isn't it? Mostly, for most people, they don't wear this on their sleeve. They don't have a point to prove. And isn't the great thing about America is that you don't have to be one religion. You can worship any way you want. Hey, you can even be a satanic worshiper as long as you leave the human sacrifice on the side. Drake spent $1 million at a strip club right after Astroworld. Talk about human sacrifice. So you got the Astroworld with Travis Scott. Looks like a demonic possession gone on. Looks like potential modern day human sacrifice. The next day, and Drake was at this concert with Travis Scott, in case you don't know. He's another rapper, performer. And Drake spent $1 million at a strip club the day after. So I'm not feeling too much remorse for the 8 people that died, including 2 children. He spends $1 million at a strip club to celebrate. What are they celebrating? What's he celebrating? Who spends $1 million in cash at a strip club? But you should see the pictures. These strippers are happy. They are, like, really over the moon. Can you imagine, like, you're working your whole life as a stripper, and one day it happens, you know, like the stuff of dreams. Like a rich guy comes in and just starts throwing money everywhere, and the stage looks like a pile of money. Have you ever seen, like, Scrooge McDuck? He jumps in a pool of gold, that, like, bars of silver and bars of gold. That's what those look like, but it's cash. It's like a swimming pool of cash, and the strippers are just jumping around and swimming in it. It's a real feel-good story if it weren't for the fact that, you know, hundreds of people were injured, and then people died at his concert the day before. Decaying bodies found in a Bronx apartment? Did you hear about this one? A neighbor had maggots falling from the ceiling. And so she did a welfare check. She found 2 decaying bodies. Officials say these bodies look like they're decaying for weeks. Looks like it was a murder-suicide or something like that. If you saw maggots falling from your ceiling, yeah, that's a problem. That's a real problem. But would you expect that you'd find 2 dead bodies up there? I mean, yikes. I think I would call an exterminator. A pretty horrifying story. Makes you want to not live under anyone. Like, how creepy would that be? Like, oh, 2 weeks I was living under these 2 dead bodies, and there's, like, maggots above me, and these dead bodies were above me, and ugh, like, I'd need to take a long hot shower after that. But even during the shower, I'd wonder, like, are the maggots going to come through the shower? So, you know, going back to China and the zero COVID policies, do you think that if the far left, if Biden was in control during 2020, during the height of everything, when we were all freaking out and we didn't know what was going on, do you think if Biden was in control or Hillary Clinton was president during that time, that America would act more like China in the zero COVID policy, that we would have people being locked inside their homes and pets would be, you know, killed and really a huge freak out because the Democrats, they freaked out, and the far left, they freaked out, and they're freaking out like China. And unless there's something bigger hidden in this virus that we don't know about, some kind of time bomb, something that just, you know, what happens if people are worried by the vaccine, all of a sudden, you know, you wake up and everybody has something from the vaccine that we didn't know about. It happens with medication. You find out side effects years later. But couldn't the same thing be from COVID-19? There could be something that happens. And I'm not trying to be a fearmonger here. I think chances are it's way overblown. All of the hype of COVID-19, it's overblown for most people. It's overblown the risk. But why is China acting this way? This is just how they act. Their people aren't people to them. They're subjects. And the subjects, they can do whatever they want to their subjects because their subjects have no rights. And is that what's going on here? That actually, it truly is no surprise about COVID-19. It is what we know. They're hiding nothing. We know everything about the disease. We know everything about COVID, and there's nothing else to learn. That China is simply acting this way because this is how they treat their own people. It could very well be. What do you think? Is China hiding something about COVID-19, or is this just how they treat their people?
Kingston Country. You've been listening to the Dan Kingston Podcast.